Jesus, December 13, 2015. We are praying to Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, baby. We're praying to Jesus, the King and the Master of the universe.
Yes.
The universes.
That's right, baby.
You got that right, baby. Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, for your love. We thank you for your birthday.
Yes.
Thank you for coming to this planet. Thank you, Jehovah, for letting your son come to this planet.
Thank you,
Jesus, for your love for humanity. So be it.
Amen. Glory to you, Jesus, baby. We thank you, Lord, Jesus Christ, for coming down to this wonderful planet as we celebrate your wonderful stars of light. You are the excellency of our soul. We thank you for this holiday that is a Christmas Day, because you, the living Christ, with all your energy, has came to the world that we may praise your name and carol of the bells.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, divine intelligence. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for that loving star within our consciousness. We thank you for healing our bodies through your cosmic energy, which is in us, all through us, all around us, baby. We love you. We praise you. We're gratitude to you. Thank you for being with us 24/7. You always are there, night and day. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for your divine love. You are love. You are wisdom. We praise you. We're gratitude. So be it.
Glory to you, Holy Spirit of life. Adoration, jubilation, crystallization, sanctification, purification. Be to you, from us, in us, through you, O Holy Spirit. Thank you for dwelling inside of Jesus and God Jesus and dwelling inside of us. We praise you, dear. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We love you. We love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are our King, Master of the universe. Love you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the world, baby. We love who?
Jesus, baby.
We in love with Jesus, and we love Marshawn Lynch, baby.
Go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks.
You got it going, baby.
I tell you, them Seattle Seahawks are over there in the Western United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under Donald Trump. Did I say Donald Trump?
I think you did. You just stumbled there.
Oh, one nation under Jesus Christ. Blessed be Donald Trump for all. Amen. Sweethearts, we are so glad that the victory of the Seattle Seahawks, they have confidence. They won the game today. They are in the wild card playoff. They started out kind of so-so, but they are kicking ass. I'm not going to say ass on the radio, but they're kicking it, baby. They're doing it. They beat teams left and right. Why? You say, is this part of the Christmas story? You better believe it. Why keep going back to some old dead scriptures all the time, having a Bible study, when we need to have a Christ study? What you say, my loving brother?
Right here and now, we're having a Christ in the 21st century right here, 2015, baby.
That's right.
It's live right here, Son of God University. You got that right.
Jesus, baby. That's the name of the game right there. My football came with me today, as you can see. I got on my Seahawks colors, lime bright green and that wonderful blue color. And the ball is happy and the ball is excited. And we want everybody to say hi to my football.
Oh, I see that football.
You see that football?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
Vibrating.
It's vibrating, baby. You see, the Seattle Seahawks, they got confidence. And what the people need in America and Europe and Asia and the Middle East and all over the globe, we need confidence. Confidence in the energy of Jesus Christ. The presidential hopeful, you heard me mention his name earlier, Donald John Trump. The guy's got swag.
You got that right.
Yeah, he's got character. What do you mean? A lot of people are against him. A lot of people are for him. Some are against him. Some are for him. Some want him to be shot in outer space. Some don't give a care. Well, you have a choice. This is America. As far as the American Republic is concerned, you have the right to vote for who you want. We're not here to promote, politics, but we're just speaking of the principle of confidence. He came out, he speaks confidence, and people are looking for answers. You have some presidential candidates that are sleepy, doopy, Dorothy, the seven dwarfs of Snow White and the seven dwarfs, and many of them presidents, they fit that category, whoopsie and doopsie. Why? Because they don't speak with authority, or they may have bitterness in their heart. Sweethearts, you cannot be bitter, especially those that claim that they want to love on Jesus Christ, the Christmas baby. You can't be one way, one diet, and another way. You got to give respect to all. The name of the game is give respect to all. Love all. Recognize the differences of each individual. And it's high time that the Church of Jesus Christ and these First Church of the Fidget Dare, they need to wake up. They need to wake up because you have taken the Lord Jesus Christ for granted too long. You're not preaching, or neither are you teaching the principles and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're teaching the principles of hoopsie doopsie. What is hoopsie doopsie? You heard a whoopsie doopsie. Now you're hearing a hoopsie doopsie. That's when you go and you prostitute your congregation. You have them pimp. You're being pimped out. You give all your money away to them. Why, oh, Christian church, why on earth? I'm not going to even say why in the hell yet. I'll just say why on earth would you give all that money to some deadbeat priest who is not teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ? Can you comprehend that, my brother?
Hey, I definitely can't comprehend that. You know how I roll here. So,
right.
You know, it's just a lot of pimps that's taking these people's money. They're not preaching about the Ghost Holy,
the Holy Ghost.
They're not even preaching about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Right.
They don't want to recognize him. They still have these old Baptist Jews. I'm using that as a slang.
Right.
Not the Baptist Jews.
Yeah, we're not against the Baptist Jews.
They're using these Baptist Jews prayers, Father God.
Right.
Now, what Father talking about? Jehovah. Like I told you before, Jehovah has no jurisdiction on this earth.
I'll tell you again.
I tell him to his face, you have no jurisdiction on this planet. You're a powerful being. You have no jurisdiction. Why in the hell is people praying? I'm going to say hell.
That's
why
right.
in the hell are people praying for to Jehovah when he has no jurisdiction on this planet? You know, he gave it all to the Son.
Right.
The Son of God. Every universe know about this Son.
That's right.
I mean, and then they praying to Jehovah? No, no, no. And they don't even, matter of fact, people say Father. They use all these titles.
Right.
They say Lord. They say all this God.
That's
generic.
Right.
I mean, when I saw you, I'm going to say your name.
Right.
You don't think that excites Jesus when you say his name?
Oh,
you don't
yes.
think the Holy Ghost is excited when you say his name?
Right.
Or are you just going to say Holy Ghost? Sometimes it's good to say Holy Ghost, but when
right.
you say Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost name,
that's right.
the same as the Son of God, it's excitement. When people start saying Jesus, even in their church, man, they start standing up. They have to. It's the name of authority. It's the name of power, baby. And
yes.
you have to get up on your feet because we know he is our creator. He is our father. Jesus, baby, is the one that built this planet.
Jesus
is the plan that has us to become gods and goddesses. It was Jesus. It wasn't Jehovah. Jesus had to beg Jehovah for the plan. And the plan is in active force.
Yes.
It's happening right now. You know, it's happening. You are a human body. Who built this human body?
Jesus, baby.
Who put the Holy Ghost in here?
Jesus.
Who is our master of this planet?
Jesus.
It's all about Jesus, baby.
That's right.
It's not about Jehovah. I love Jehovah. I kid with him a lot. He's a troublesome God.
That's
we
right.
know that. Everybody in the universe knows that. He's a very loving God, very powerful, you know. But he gave all authority because this was Jesus' plan. This wasn't Jehovah's plan.
Right.
This was Jesus. He's the Savior. Jesus came to this planet in human form. This is the Christ Christ. I know everybody wants to go to parties and do this, have family, but are you giving your love and praise to God, Jesus, the Son of God? At least you can praise him through
right.
Christmas, Christmas.
That's
come
right.
on, give him
some
point.
Point.
You know, you can praise him here. You can praise him anytime, but come on, he came to this planet for you and I and everybody. Because without this plan, we couldn't be here. Without this plan, we wouldn't be here.
That's
because
right.
Jehovah was getting fed up, you know.
Yes, yes,
you know,
he was.
This is the fifth world. He was getting fed up. So
right.
now we're here. We have the word within us. The word of God is within us.
Amen.
Just like the word is in the Bible. The word of God tells you what to do. The word of God moves you, grooves you. It tells you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. On the baseball field, the Seahawks are using it. The Mariners are using
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right.
Painters are using it. I don't care if you're a musician, rappers. I don't care what you do. You could be in the trades, an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter. It doesn't matter. A doctor, the president of the United States uses
yes.
it. Everybody uses this divine intelligence, this word that's within you. Like John was talking about the word, put it in the 21st century. It's within you. That's
right.
the word. Listen to the word of God. The word of God in the Bible is great. My
right.
brother's a master scripture, but that word is bringing you closer to the word within you.
Right.
It's in synonymous. It's the same thing. Be enlightened by the word within you. Be in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Remember,
amen.
Those days, the 21st and the 25th of December, when all that cosmic energy came to the earth back in time.
Right.
Man, that was a lovely time. All this energy, everybody had to be still. You felt the love force of the universe. You
amen.
Had to love or you had to be still. If you were wicked, you had to be still. It's going to come a time again when this cosmic energy comes.
Yes.
As my brother's going to get into, he was getting to it last time on the program, but he was getting to it again, how this cosmic energy is coming to the planet. Are you ready? You have to be purified. You have to be holy there before. Because remember, this energy comes through everything, the walls, through the cage. You can't hide from people who are trying to hide. You can't hide from this divine intelligence, this divine energy, cosmic energy, Jesus Christ, Spirit of God. This energy is coming to the earth. It's around you now. Get wrapped up in it. Love it. Praise it. Feel it. Yes, baby. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. My sweetheart brother, is it true that Jesus Christ is kind of like Jehovah God or kind of equal to him or something?
What do you mean, kind of?
Oh. You know, wait,
there's no kind of. No, no, no.
Isn't he a junior God?
I reject that in the name of God, Jesus. Definitely not no
he's
damn
a baby
junior God.
God. Oh,
you know,
oh,
I mean,
I
we can say people under him are junior gods.
Right, right.
We are all junior gods under him going into Godhood.
Okay.
But hell no, he ain't no junior God. You remember at the time he was on the radio, he said, hell, I ain't no
damn prophet.
No damn prophet.
That's
hell
right.
No, he's not no damn prophet. God, Jesus is the master of the universes. This king, this being is very well known throughout the universe. It's the only Son of God in the universe that everybody know of. Now, you people on planet Earth don't even recognize that.
That's
you
right.
don't even say his name. You so sorry. You don't say his name. You don't say, you say Lord. You say all this. And everybody in the universe know this being?
Right.
You know, because, you know, it's no Son of God that ever came to a planet and died and came in a human form, came up and then bare all the sins and became a planetary Christ. And then he has jurisdiction over the Holy Spirit.
What you
what
sign?
What God has that?
Oh, my Marshall Lynch. Oh, Jesus.
There's no God that has power like that. That's power.
That's a lot
even
of power.
Jehovah is powerful,
yes.
very powerful, don't have the power like that. Now, he's a powerful being.
That's right.
Now, this being, Jesus, has the power over the Holy Spirit.
That's a lot of power.
And then he's a powerful being. You know, he's exalted. I mean, and then he's so powerful that every Son of God and every Father in the universe is known.
Wow.
Now, it's all, it's trillions and trillions and zillions of planets.
That's right.
You don't, you think we're the only ones you have something to reckon with here, baby.
That's right.
There's billions of planets. I can't put it in our brain how many planets they are. And everybody knows about this Son of God. Usually a Son of God people don't know about. But this one, everybody knows about it. And you people on earth can't even say his name. In the Christian church in America especially,
right.
You can't see his name. Because you got these pimp preachers that's just ripping you off, taking your money, and they don't want to tell you the truth because they want to be your God instead of Jesus their God. You pay them for it. They can have their pimp planes and all this stuff, but they're not going to tell you about the Holy Ghost. You know why? That frees you. When you're in the Holy Ghost and you have Jesus' Spirit,
yes.
You're free. You're free to praise him anywhere. Just like I say, you go to the football game, go to the Seahawks, baby. You
yes.
know, they're going to be
that's
Super,
the top one right
Super
there.
Bowl contenders.
Yes.
Yeah. You could do anything. You go to the beach. You could go to Mount Baker, man. Mount Baker has so much snow up there now. You
yes.
go up there and ski. You're in the cosmic fire of energy, baby.
That's
you're
right.
rolling with that. Whatever you do, you're in that cosmic fire of energy. It's in you. It's definitely in you. It's through you. It's around you. It's in every cell. Wake up, church. Get into the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. Because like I said before, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are a
deadbeat.
You are a deadbeat. You have no life. You're a mortal deadbeat. Because the Holy Ghost gives you life, energy, baby. You got to get that Holy Ghost. I don't care how intelligent you speak. You know what intelligence is? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is intelligence. People say they're intelligent. They're not intelligent if they don't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost gives you intelligence. It gives you wisdom. It gives you knowledge. It gives you understanding. It is the love substance of the universe.
Yes.
Guided by wisdom. That Holy Ghost, you need that. If you don't have it, you're a deadbeat. I'm going to tell you it
right.
again. And why would you go to a deadbeat church and a deadbeat preacher telling you nothing and you paying him to give you some deadbeat message?
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the nose, sweetheart. Luke, the force be with you. Yes, sweetheart, while we speak about the force, the motion picture, a Spielberg film presentation. Star Wars starts on December 18th worldwide on planet Earth. Check it out. Check it out because it just needs to be checked out. You will hear more gospel probably in Star Wars movie than in these deadbeat, musty, rusty, dusty, fusty churches because they don't love Jesus. Now, you say, now, do you guys love the church? Oh, of course we do. We preach in churches. We talk. We have seminars in churches. And speaking of that, if anyone around the planet, especially in the USA, they need help. If you want Son of God University, us to come to your place, we will make a good deal with you. If we're in Thailand or Egypt or Israel, we would ourselves pay our own way, whether by monetary or just appearing or disappearing or levitation. We will go to the SeaTac International City, SeaTac Airport, Seattle, Washington, and you can pay our way to come from Seattle to Los Angeles. I just give an example, or Seattle to wherever. You see, we'll make it fair. So if we're in Thailand, you want to pay all that money. We're nice guys. And yet we're not nice guys. You see what I'm saying? We're kind. We're gentle. If you want us to come, people say, well, what is your monetary requirement? Well, the monetary requirement is you pay the ticket. You see, you pay the way for us to come. You want us to be there more than one day, you pay for the hotel or your own home. Is that a fair trade, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
You see? Because we got rich royal knowledge. We're not boasting. We just got confidence like the presidential hopeful, Donald Trump. You see? He got confidence. We got confidence in the Christ light. And when you know what you know, like 1 John 5:20 says, and we know that the Son of God is come to give us an understanding to know Jesus Christ, that is true. And we are inside of Jesus Christ, that is true. Even in God's Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. My brother, did you say that makes Jesus Christ equal to God?
Definitely so. It makes him definitely equal with God. Because remember, he is the God of this planet.
Yes.
Jehovah put him as the Lord, the Savior, the God, the Father of this planet. and then of this planetary system. You know, right now, we're talking to a planetary system. What is a planetary system? We're talking to people on Earth here.
Yes.
That have Earth suits, like physical bodies. Then we're talking to people in the celestial realm that's in heavenly things. So it's thousands of realms that.
Yes.
So it's zillions of people, I say, in that realm. And then we're talking to people that's in the hellish realm. Now, these people on these different realms, Earth people, that are not on planet Earth, that's in the hellish realm, the heavenly realm, Jesus is so merciful, they get to take a break in hell. They get to take a break
right.
and go to a room and listen to Son of God University. And 43% of them are coming out of hellish realm because of Son of God University. Not boasting. That's
right.
just the reality, because the spirit of Jesus Christ and the truth is being spoken. And in the heavenly realms, the same thing. People are recognizing the truth. So Son of God University is a planetary system network, baby.
That's
and
right.
we're getting not only Earth, we're getting the heavenly realm and the hellish realm. So all people in this planetary system, this is Jesus' system, are being blessed.
That's right, baby. And people wondered on the last program when they heard when you spoke about this prince on the world, on the Earth. They say, do you think you God? Well, look here, nigga, boy. Let me lay it to you strong. God does not need to preach on the earth. He is the owner. Jesus Christ is the owner of Son of God University and the whole planetary system and beyond. We are under the subjection and submission of the Lord Jesus Christ. For all you inquisitive ministers that wonder who they think they are, they set themselves up as God. I know your thoughts. I know where you're from. I know what church you're a member of. I can call your name out right now. I see you. I'm a seer, in case you didn't know. A seer can look in the hearts and minds of every individual. I usually don't like to say that about myself, but hey, baby, this is Donald Trump age. And what I mean by that, this is the time to wake up. This is the time for divine confidence in Jesus Christ. Now they're going to write me and email me in Gmail. Well, you know, Sweetie said this is Donald Trump, that he must be the Lord of the age. Did I say he was Lord of the age? Jesus Christ is the Lord of the age. All humans, I repeat, all humanoids and all angelic hosts and all gods and all sons of God, all lords, all demigods, all archangels, all angels, all hellions, all hell angels, even Lucifer, Beelzebub, Axiel, they are all subjected unto the Son of God. You see, they are subjected to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. They have to answer to the Son of God. Did you know that way back in time in the book of Job, which is pronounced Job, when he was on the earth, Satan was walking around looking to whom he may defile or corrupt. And Jehovah said, have you considered my servant Job? He's righteous and upright. And he said, I haven't considered him, but I will consider him now. And then the scripture says, in the book of Job, that Satan said, I will make the prophet Job curse you before your face. Then he got out of hand. Jehovah says, no, you won't. I got him, baby. I got his back. You see? So, during that timing, after the devil leaveth God from the throne of God or in that realm of the heavenlies, the devil, he just left God. And said, okay. It's all right with me, whatever he said, you know. He left him. Now, it's a reason why I said that, because when Satan came to Jesus, the Son of God, after he talked with Jesus, the scripture says Satan worshiped Jesus. He didn't worship God when he talked with him. See, that high respect. But he had no choice but to give divine worship to Jesus. That's amazing, isn't it, that he worshiped Jesus. He didn't love Jesus, you know, understand this, but he worshiped. Well, how can you worship and not love? Well, the devils, they do that. They have respect because they know who their creator is, but they don't have love, and they don't have love, praise, and gratitude. When you get love, praise, and gratitude, that is the full, genuine, accepted, holy worship, righteous, purified, exaltated worship. You see, adoration, adoring the Almighty. So when you have adoration or adoration, you are adoring him in great love, Jesus. So Lucifer had to give great respect to Jesus, you see. And it says many times when the devil cometh and tempted him, and he got rebuked, and then it says he bowed down and worshiped Jesus. And many other cases, when the devils were being cast out of people, they said, "What hast thou to do with us, O thou Jesus of Nazareth, thou Son of the Most High God?" So therefore, they had to fulfill the book of Philippians in the second chapter and all through the book of Acts, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the ruler of this world, to the glory of God the Father. You see, there's no way you can get around the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So if anybody thinks that I'm trying to set myself up as a God beyond Jesus, April Fools, go to school, tell your teacher she's not a fool, go to Seattle, Washington, and watch Steve Poole. And Steve Poole is a great friend of mine. He's a meteorologist.
He's a meteorologist. Yes. People don't know.
Yeah, that's right. In the USA. That's in the USA.
In the great Seattle.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy Ghost City. Baby.
Right. That's it, baby. So you see, we're down to earth. We're up to heaven. We're in paradise. We're down to purgatory. And what did he say? You better listen. You better listen. You know, fell asleep already. You're like Benny Carson, our great presidential hopeful. He's a sleepy guy sometimes. Bless his heart. We love Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. Why do we say sleepy? Because he talks very soft, you know, and lure you to sleep. Not that he does it to everybody, but, you know, the comedians throw that in there, and we get some message from the Father. So, you know, we get it from the headquarters. So, the update message of Christmas, some of you thought we might be coming on singing a bunch of Christmas carols. Joy to the world, Lord Jesus is come. Let earth receive her King. God bless you, Mary, gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Jesus Christ, our God, was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, we were gone astray. Oh, worship Jesus, who see Christ, Jesus Christ. Well, you just heard him. You know, we're not going to spend a bunch of time singing Christmas hymns. Why? We're not nice people. We love those Christmas carols. And my brother knows I love Carol the Bells. And he does, too. Is that correct, my brother?
You got that right.
We
yeah.
love it. That's our
that
anthem.
Jesus,
we love Carol of the Bells. You know, I can hear that day and night. But important, this radio time is important to wake you people up, to wake us all up, to stop hating on Donald John Trump, the presidential candidate in the USA. You say, why do you emphasize on Don John Trump? Well, It's well known in the New York City. They protest against him, and they accuse him of being haters of Muslims and haters of this. He don't hate Muslims. He just don't want them killers chopping up your neck. You know, you want somebody to come up to you with a big what did I tell Joshua earlier? What did I call them things? You get the
machete.
Yeah, they take that machete in the name of El Shaddai and chop your neck off, and then they chant Allah Akbar. One another dead person. You see. And that ain't cool. That ain't cool because every Muslim does not go for that killing, you see. And so Donald is presidential. Donald is not against the Muslims or against any religion. You know, people, they hear things and they take it out of context. And that's what you people have been doing with Christianity, with the Lord Jesus, our great friend and creator and God and Savior and Redeemer. And we have to take the time to listen. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Take the wax out of your ears. Take the snot out of your nosy. And put your thumb on your nosy. And learn to listen. You see, learn to hear the truth. Put a football in your ear. You learn in school, nothing smaller than a football should go in your ear. I am now putting a football in my ear. My brother is now bearing witness that this football is in my ear. Is that true, my brother?
You got that right, Jesus, baby.
It's right there, see? Jesus, baby. It is, the football is now coming out of my ear. Glory to Jesus. Now, why are we talking like this at grade school? Well, sometimes you need to hear stuff like that because sometimes your mind gets sealed-minded. And, oh, sweetheart, it's time to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Wake
up,
baby. Jesus, baby. It's time to wake up. Church
yes.
of Christ, of Christian faith.
Yes.
It's time to wake up. Some churches, sometimes we just go and sit in churches just to see where they are. And it's amazing. People talk about a lot of different stuff, but then they're scared. Like I said, if you're scared, you go to church. But so I must have been a little scared. I was in church, and so
no, you were scared, my brother. No, you were moved by the ghost.
I know. I'm just kidding
That's
with that.
Of course.
But But then they, you know, they say all these things, and then they have these prayers, and they never say nothing about the Son of God. They never use the name. And I was amazed. They'll say Father, and usually when they say Father, they mean Jehovah.
Right.
And then they may say God a lot, and then they may say, well, we want to bring you to Jesus. That's it. They never use the power of the name. They don't know the power of the name. They don't love the name. So if you don't know the power, you don't love the name, you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. You are a deadbeat. And still, and then you say you're saved. How can you be saved? Like the goddess Annalise says,
yes,
you're not saved until the end of your testing. You
right.
got to be tested in all things. People say they're saved. You're not saved. And two, let's put it blunt this way. You're not saved until you're a god or goddess. Because then you cannot die. Then you are saved by the grace of God Jesus, by his Holy Ghost. And you are moving the Holy Ghost. And you are lifted up in the glory of God Jesus because you have the Holy Ghost at full force. As a god or goddess, that's the ones that save. These people run around saying they're saved. You're not saved. You know, you're in a very minute statue of one. You have a long way to go. First of all, you got to get the Holy Ghost. And let's put it this way. You are not a Christian unless you have the Holy Ghost. Repeat.
You are not a Christian
unless you
have
the
Holy Ghost.
And many of you don't have the Holy Ghost. I don't know. How many percent of the church, my loving brother, have the Holy Ghost?
0.97, less than 1%.
Less than what? Wait.
That's a crime.
Less than 1% of the Christian church have the Holy Ghost. So you guys are definitely deadbeats. You have
right.
no power because you have to have the power to forgive. You have to have the power for healing your body, and that's through the Holy Ghost. You have to have the power to love. The Holy Ghost is love. So that's why so much corruption in the church. You can't love nobody. You can't forgive nobody. You can't do anything without the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that does this for you. It's a power. You can't run around and do it. That's why you're in the shambles you are today. You don't have that baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you have it, you will have the love. That's why I hear every day, sweetie, this guy was a Christian. He ripped me off. He
right.
was carrying a big Bible reading, and then he did this. He ain't no good, you know. They be saying all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I said, wait a minute, you know. And he said he was a Christian. You know, you have a bad rap. You know why you don't have the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
You're not a Christian. You don't have the Spirit of Jesus in you. You can say Jesus all day. You can read the Bible all day. You're not a Christian. Jesus said, I never knew you. You are not a Christian. You do not have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in you, flowing in you. If you don't have that, how can you be a Christian? You're not in tune with him. You're not hearing his voice vibrating all your cells. You got to get this fire like breathing through your whole temple. It's just vibrating through your temple. You
That's
need
right.
to feel that. It's a feeling. It's a love feeling.
Yes.
You're talking about like your dick goes in the pussy. It's a feeling. You're talking about a feeling. This is a feeling, baby.
That's right. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
A feeling.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want a feeling? That's a feeling. It's
That's
a feeling.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. That's why I put in the words you can
understand.
Here, planet Earth. Now, that's a feeling, a
right.
sexual feeling. Just think of the Holy Ghost feeling.
Oh,
the
yes.
Holy Ghost feeling is, it's feeling. People say you can't feel God. When you have the Holy Ghost, you don't have the Holy Ghost.
That's
when you
right.
have the Holy Ghost, you have feeling.
Yeah,
when
right.
you have the Holy Ghost, it's a feeling, baby. You feel me? You know, is that what they say?
You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me, brother? You feel me?
You feel me, brother?
Right.
Yeah. You have the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost is a feeling. You want to have feeling? Get the Holy Ghost. You
right.
want to have power over all your negative traits? Get the Holy Ghost. You can't get it by going to somebody's class. Or some teaching in the Bible. The Bible is a great book. The scriptures, you should study it.
Right.
But it comes through the power of the Holy Ghost that you forgive, that you love. All your sins are forgiving. All, and you move on up. It does the healing. You don't have to. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that does that, baby. And once you get that power and you flow with it, it'll do a great thing. Then you become illuminated. And then you start to glow. And flow. And then pretty soon you're transfigured. You're in the fourth dimension. You are a god or goddess. And so that's how it rolls. That's why Jesus came to this planet and died. Before the planet was, you're just going to be a spiritual body. You don't have a physical body. See, a physical body is power.
Right.
You have a celestial body. It's no power, you know. That's why Jesus is so powerful. He has a celestial
and
a
physical
body.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
You know,
thank you, Tyler.
Jehovah doesn't.
Right.
No physical, celestial. Very powerful being.
Oh, yeah.
Very
Almighty,
powerful.
Almighty.
Being. But Jesus has a physical and a celestial.
Yes.
That makes him special. You know, he died and he came up and just put all his powers aside and lived like a human. He feels everything you feel. Every negative thought, every negative feeling, he feels. He knows. That's why you go to Jesus. He knows. Jehovah, I'm kind of skeptical. Very good. He knows a lot.
Right.
Very good. But see, Jesus came in a physical body, so he's more knowledgeable to a certain extent.
Right.
I'm not trying to put him over Jehovah.
Right.
No, I'm just telling you the distinction why you should be using the power of the name. The power of the name is very important. You know, the power of the Holy Ghost is very important. And like my brother said, if you don't have that main ingredient, which is the Holy Ghost power in
right.
you, how are you going to live a powerful and fruitful life? You're not going to. You're going to continue to go to the deadbeat churches. You're going to continue to give your money to these deadbeat preachers, these pimps. They're not preachers. They're pimping you.
Right.
They're taking your money. They're ripping you off. You're going to continue to do that because you didn't know nobody. But you know better now.
That's right.
Because you hear a little voice, and you hear my little voice in this microphone saying it,
yes.
And then you hear the voice within you that's, you say, you hear something in you that's resonating what I'm saying. It's resonating in your body. Yeah, it's the truth. You're hearing that truth. What is that? Holy Ghost. What is that? That's the Spirit of God. Two, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you still have that spark, and that spark in you is saying, he's saying the truth. Listen to it. The voice, the word of God is within you. It's within your consciousness. It's telling you that. Listen to it. Then get the power of the Holy Ghost. How you get it? My brother's going to tell you that. How do you get this power? Because it's very important. Because if you ain't got the power, you're not a Christian. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care if you sing on the choir. I don't care if you're a worship board. I don't care if you're a preacher. You ain't got, you're a deadbeat.
That's right, baby. You heard it live here from Son of God University, Jesus Christ International. If you don't repent, Acts the second chapter, it tells you, 38th verse, repent, every one of you, and then become baptized in the name, there's the name again, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the forgiveness or remission of your sins. And then you can receive the Holy Ghost. And then you can start loving on Donald John Trump. You can stop hating Donald Trump. You can even stop hating Hillary Clinton. Now, these are presidential candidates for those who are hearing all around the world because America's looking for, well, their time is coming for an electoral presidential 2016 November. And he takes, and the new president, he or she, takes the authority in January 20th, I believe it's the 20th or the 21st, one of the 20s, of 2017. So, you see, the Holy Ghost comes by coming to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, the Christmas baby, what is this Christmas story all about? It's not about Google Gaga. I'm a baby. I need a suck. I need a dum-dum sucker to suck on. No, baby, it's about Jesus. Jesus is a grown God to die. He was born a baby. He did take on human form, and you acknowledge that. He was virgin birth. Hail Mary, Mother of Grace, blessed be the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Thank you, Mother Mary, for being merciful to us, for you are the blessed mother of Jesus. And Jesus is the Lord of Mother Mary. You see how that works?
That's right.
Jesus Christ is supreme. So you come to the Son of God. Jesus Christ spoke in the book of the Gospel of San Juan or St. John, come to me that you may have life. And when you come to Jesus, you get life. Jesus Christ grants you the Holy Ghost. You see, like my sweetheart loving brother said, if you don't worship Jesus, and if you don't have the Ghost Holy or Holy Ghost, you are a deadbeat. And if you heard it from Cat Winners, he said, you are a mother deadbeat. And you can fill in the blanks, you see, those who listen to Cat Williams. You know what I'm talking about, you know, because he's a comedian. And various ones describe the seriousness of coming to Jesus. You see, like my sweetheart brother said, that the churches have fell asleep so much that they are singing Veri Jaka. They need to sing Veri Jaka, Veri Jaka. Dormez-vous, salamanatina, ding-dang-dong, ding-dang-dong. That's a French song. That means, Brother John, are you sleepy? Are you sleepy? Wake up. You see? So it's a lot of people, and as we said, the Church of Jesus Christ, it's a shame that they are asleep. And so in reality, they're not the Church of Jesus Christ. They may have the name on the outside, because like you said, my sweetheart brother, that Jesus, the Son of God, will say to them, I don't know you. And then the people will say, I thought you knew all things. I do, but you are a huskow. I don't know you. You negative. You are a deadbeat. You are a viper of generation of snakes. You are a bad personality right now. You need to wake up. The Holy Ghost will transform you. You get the Holy Ghost by repenting to God, Jesus Christ. You ask for forgiveness, and then you can love the President Jehovah, Donald Trump, and Ben Carson, and Hillary Clinton, and whoever else is running, and Rubio, and Susie Q, and, you know, these various beings that are running. So, for any office, and you, when you repent and ask for forgiveness, and you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and recognize that He is supreme and the Son of the Father, and get all this power, and you become in love, and then you can receive this, and you ask for this power, you can get it. It's for you. May the force be with you. The Lord Jesus is anxious for you to get the Holy Spirit of Christ, because that is the power that will take you higher, and then you can be in identification with the true Church of Jesus Christ. Like we said many times before, if you don't accept and worship God, Jesus Christ, you are a deadbeat. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are a deadbeat. Now, many people are getting offended already. Who he think he is? He think he's the prince of the world or the prince on the earth, and he's saying all this. Hi, don't bawl me out. Bawl the Holy Ghost out. I'm not in charge of this program. My brother's not in charge of this program. The Holy Ghost is in charge of this program. Who gives the Holy Ghost? The Master Blaster, Jesus Christ. Didn't you hear earlier that Jesus Christ is over the Holy Ghost? And when he said it, I said, oh, my marchioness, is that so? I know so, but I'm trying to wait. We're trying to help you wake up, because you've been pemptified so long. Come out from among them and be separated to the Lord Almighty, Jesus. You see? So, and another thing. It's verified in the scriptures. In the book of Psalms, it says our spirit praises God's Holy Spirit. It's no excuse. Right there in the Holy Bible, and there's 150 chapters or divisions. Yeah, chapters in the book of Psalms. So you check it out, baby. It tells you you must give glory and honor and praise to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes from Jesus Christ. It's also verified in the 13th and the 14th and the 15th and the 16th chapter of St. John. What is the Christmas story? It's about Jesus. What is the Christmas story? It's about Jesus. What's Jesus? Jesus, the Son of God, the body being, and it's about Jesus Christ, the eternal energy, the Holy Ghost, the active force, the Lord of hosts, everywhere present, all around, the essence of all life. You see, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make Jesus Christ the light of your life. And I tell you, baby, you will be happified, you will have confidence in your soul, and you will evolve from a deadbeat, and then you become a lively stone, and then you will no longer be an ICU, which is an ignorant carbon unit. Carbon units are infectious to the planet. They cause destruction. Humans who are wasteful and humans who are useless to planet Earth. You say, you sound hardcore. No, baby, I'm nice to die. You haven't heard the brunt of it yet. This is just the beginning of your confusion. Or shall we say, this is the beginning of your wake-up call. Because get rid of the self-pity. Woe unto you that have self-pity in your heart. Woe be unto you, says the Almighty Son of God. It's high time that you come to the Lord I Am. You come to the great I Am and recognize the Son of the Father God, the mighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Woe be unto you, bastards and wicked people. Woe be unto the churches who are hooscow negatories. You are snakes and vipers. Woe be unto you, lest I come quickly and judge you. It is time and high time, says the Lord Jesus, the Son of Eternal Jehovah. It is high time that you recognize that the great I Am Jesus is the true and living God, the Son of the Father. This is the one to glorify. Woe be unto you, you ministers. You have played games with the people. You have played dice with the people. You have pimped out the people. You have witchcraft with the people. You have black magic over the people. woe be unto you. For yea, I say unto you, my judgment angels are ready to come to the earth. They have been established in various cities even now, and the fall down and the come down is happening. Way, why does the people rage? Why do the heathen rage? Because they have come against the anointed one of God. They have come against Jesus Christ, the anointed Son of the Father. Woe be unto you, you slicksters and slacksters, and you working in dark, sneaky places, wickedness in high places. I say unto you, come down from your wickedness and bow down thyself unto the Lord Jesus, the eternal Christ. Come down from your brainwashed society. Come down from your mind control wickedness, for this is intolerable in the kingdom of light. Behold, I say unto you, the Lord Jesus, I have been very merciful for the 2,000-year period on the earth, and you are still jackassing around. Behold, I say unto you, rise up, wake up, and stop the hate, and come to the Holy Ghost now. Because if you do not change your lifestyle, you will go out of this world in torture and sickness and death and destruction. He that does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Creator and the Savior and the Redeemer and the divine Son of God, behold, I say unto you, you shall die in your sins, because you do not believe the great I Am Jesus is He. Behold, I say unto you, recognize that Jesus Christ is the truth. Recognize in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, and verse 6, when my Father God said, let all the angels of God worship the first begotten and the firstborn that come into the world. For the Lord Jesus is the Supreme One. The Lord Jesus Christ is the begotten Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. The Lord Jesus Christ is the supreme star. The Lord Jesus Christ is the brightest being in the universe. The Lord Jesus Christ is the grantor, the giver, and the glorifier of the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus Christ is equal to God the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ is ruler of this planet. The Lord Jesus Christ is creator of this planet. Lord Jesus Christ is the redeemer of this planet. The Lord Jesus Christ is the most lovable being of this world. The Lord Jesus Christ is kind in mercy. The Lord Jesus Christ is high and mighty. The Lord Jesus Christ is lowly and humble. The Lord Jesus Christ is fair in justice. The Lord Jesus Christ is merciful and almighty. The Lord Jesus Christ is the key. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Christmas story. The Lord Jesus Christ is the key to the Christmas season. The Lord Jesus Christ is the key to redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who can forgive all sins. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to wake you up. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to rise you up. The Lord Jesus Christ wants you to stay young forever. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke in the book of St. John in the 6th chapter, behold, if you eateth me and drinketh of my blood, you shall have life in you, and you shall not die. Wake up, people. Wake up, all ye worlds. Wake up, all ye ends of the earth. All ends of the earth. For the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is the happy one that makes you happy inside. There is no excuse for you people, for you Christians and you Christians, you saints and the sinners, and all other people in between. It is high time that you wake up. It is high time that you rise up. It's high tide and low tide. Earthquakes in various places coming upon the earth. Manifested in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, and also in the Gospel of the St. Luke, and the various places in the 17th chapter, it speaks about things that are happening. For there are many quakes, many accidents, many storms, many floods, all waking the people up, telling you, come to Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ will that you be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ will that you be jubilant. The Lord Jesus Christ will that you be happy. For the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that through the Lord Jesus Christ that the world might be saved. For God so loved the world that God sent Lord Jesus Christ to planet earth, that humans can come. For the Lord Jesus came in human form, that he might identify with the human people that are on the planet earth. And then when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ took on the human body, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ is the supreme human God, he has the power, he is the reality, he is the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one. Wake up, O ye sinners, wake up, O ye saints, wake up, O ye witchcraft people, you've taken putting up with that people's minds. It is time to stop it. I say stop it, stop it, stop it, lest you enter into damnation.
You heard that. The word of God, Jesus, baby. That is the word. We've been to many churches where they have witchcraft. They use voodoo dust. They do all this stuff trying to control. They use food now. They have dinners. You said they're using all kinds of witchcraft. I've seen it personally. My brother, loving brother, has seen it personally. Witchcraft. Others and others, not even in the churches, but they use it in the churches. Then in regular life, people try to control people. But see, my loving brothers, when you have the power of the Holy Ghost, they cannot control you. They have no power over you because your Holy Ghost energy is your protection. So it is a lot of witchcraft going around. It's a lot of controlling. We told you about in Massachusetts how they have the witchcraft there on that football team, and then they have a witch den there that's embedded since America started. Very strong witchcraft. And people have, a lot of football teams have witchcraft going. It's just everywhere. Jesus see it. Jesus has destroying angels. Jesus has judgment angels. Do not take him for granted. I'm going to tell you right now, he is not a nice guy. He is not a nice guy. You know, don't let him get fed up. You know, he's very merciful, very loving. But don't take him for granted, because once it starts rolling, heads will turn. I'm telling you, because he's getting fed up with a lot of this witchcraft, all of this mind control, all this rejecting. Like we said, people reject the Son of God. They reject him. They hate him. Some of them just hate him, just like they was burning effigies up here in Eastern Washington of Lord Jesus Christ and the President of the United States, you know?
Would that be President Obama?
The President of the United States. President Obama.
The President one, okay.
They were burning effigies. These people are real. They are haters. They hate. And that's why we have fires up there. People
right.
wondering, why is it fires? Judging angels.
That's right.
You know? And we was trying to get the weather straighten up here for rain and stuff, and so that weather affects Western Washington because
right.
it was so heated over there because those judgment angels put fire, this burning stuff, and just like over in Oso, Washington, they were doing all kind of games over there.
Oh yeah,
you know, and
air games,
sexual stuff, all that crazy stuff. Judgment came there, you know, meteorite hit there. All kind of mudslides, people got killed. It just really devastated that area. I went to see that. It was devastated. It was nothing like that.
Right.
That whole mountain came down, man. So you cannot hide from God Jesus, and you cannot hide from his angels. You think that, oh, nobody sees me? Oh, he got trillions of angels that you cannot see that are there. You guys think you're doing something and people can't see you? Nobody can see you? Oh, I'm doing this in secret? Remember, there are trillions of angels, and plus you got the Holy Ghost, and plus they got gods, and plus they got goddesses that you can't see that's watching every step that you're doing. And plus you got the Holy Ghost, that divine energy that knows all, that's an intelligence that can do all things. It can change weather. It can do all kinds of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff happening. You can't get away with stuff here, baby. You may think you are. You may think you can. You may think that, oh, nobody sees me. I'm doing this. Or I'm doing this. I can kill this person. I can do this. I can inflate a football. I can do judges, angels, and your day will come. Things seem like it's cool. Then all of a sudden, boom, why did that happen? Well, hey, you caused it. You brought all that stuff about. You draw all the negative stuff. It's your doing. What you sow, you shall reap, baby. You keep sowing negativity, it will happen. You know, that's all it is. That's the way the law of God Jesus' planet works. This is his planet. This is his kingdom will be on this planet.
Right.
And all those who don't abide will have to leave. Only the transfigured gods and goddesses will be the meek, the strong, and mighty on this planet Earth. God, Jesus, baby.
God, Jesus, baby. So you're telling me, or telling the world, that the people got to really be into the Lord Jesus Christ. And they got to have all this love, and the love comes from God, Jesus Christ, and they adore him. The canon. Glory to Jesus. I know we were having fun, baby, but it's time to go, sweethearts, and I know you were getting in the groove. Everybody getting in the groove on this Christmas message. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a glorious, awesome, fearful, if you're wicked, and holy, and sanctified during the rest of the new year. We wish peace upon all people. We love everybody,
right.
Whether you're saved, unsaved, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Buddhist, a Catholic, a Capricorn, whatever you are. We love you. We love you. And we wish you the happiest and the most glorified Christmas Day that's coming up on the 25th of December. And we, like we say, my sweethearts, take heed to what you heard. Believe the gospel. We are out. Merry Christmas.
God, Jesus, baby.